This is CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, Casper. Or is it good afternoon or good evening? I don't even know if I am Arthur or Martha. Because of the 6-hour difference, my body is fighting with me. Ek is so moeg. Ons was gisteraand by een van die local pubs hierso. Die mense is insane. So as you know, I'm in New York City. I am staying at a hotel that is literally a spit away from, spit meaning spoeg, away from Times Square. New York is insane. Ek kan nie wag om te kom deel met jou my ervaring in die bad. Let me tell you, there's one thing that I picked up, and that is that the food in New York is absolutely insanely crap. I can't. My half chicken with veggies, my hoender het soos vis geproe. I can't. Ek weet hulle fish spices opgegooid, but it was not nice. So I think the Casper Radio Show needs to come to Times Square. We need to put up a little mobile food truck, and we need to teach New Yorkers how to cook. Want hulle kan nie. But apart from that, it is absolutely insane. We've been in, so we arrived in New York, we've been to Philadelphia. Philadelphia is beautiful, very historic, beautiful. And as you know, it's the very city where comedian Bill Cosby was sentenced in this week. So dit was groot nuus daarso. We are back in New York and we are on our way to Chicago for 2 days. And then Miami awaits for 3 days. And then we are heading back, coming back to New York for one evening and then heading back to South Africa. So it is, it's absolutely beautiful. I've managed to catch up with a few friends and life here is, I can absolutely see myself here, but I can't see myself living in New York City. Hierdie, dit lyk net asof hierdie mense in New York 'n pilletjie drink wat vir hulle baie woema gee. Ek moet nog 'n pilletjie vind. Sodra ek hom gevind het, I will come, bring it to studio and we'll all have it. But it's a little bit cloudy today, overcast. I went on some historic little sort of tours. I went to Ground Zero. Moenie op my gil nie. I have not been to on Broadway show. And I've not been to Central Park. Don't judge me. Maar daar is nog baie tyd oor. But anyway, ek mis julle and I'm gonna see you soon. Bye bye. Beep 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 beep
beep beep beep beep beep beep beep. Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
And welcome to the Casper Radio Show on this Friday, the 28th of September. Hello, Christian.
Hello, Cassie. Hoe gaan het vandag met jou?
It is. I like the weather today.
The weather is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
amazing. Did you hear that voice? Did you hear that drone?
I think I heard
a little drone.
Whoa.
That is Rocco de Villiers, ladies and gentlemen.
Rocco de Villiers.
Kom ons val met die deur in die huis. Ek het dit een keer gedoen.
Wat?
Met die deur in die huis geval.
Het jy hom onder jou arm ingedra?
Nee, die deur was nie vasgeskroef.
Okay,
toe vat ek aan die deur en bliksem my.
That'll do it.
Val ek met die deur in die huis.
Dronk studente doen dit.
Maar ek doen dit nou nie.
Ja, I never did it.
Really?
No.
I was too proper. Not proper, but I sort of...
He's beter as hulle.
No,
okay.
When I was okay. Completely out of it, I sort of... I'm very good to let the others fall the door.
Pull the door in the house.
Pull the door in the
dan
house.
Dan bly ek achter dan like ek grand. I quite like that.
You know, at university was the first time, not at school, because we were still very conservative. University was the first time I became drunk. And then I had what we say in Afrikaans, dronk verdriet.
Dronk verdriet.
You cry. Yeah.
I cried. Because, but I started... Wanneer
was jouw eerste?
Dronk verdriet.
Drunk.
Well, they go, you know, hand in hand. No, it's school. I started early, early. Remember, I'm from the Free State. Was alles begin we start early with everything. Literally.
Yeah.
No, it's true. Not early in the morning, sort of. Life.
But where in Free State? Bloemfontein?
No, Harry Smith.
Harry Smith?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Wasn't there a murderer, Christian? The Harry Smith murderer?
But there was also a serial killer.
Ooh,
A woman, I think she sort of copied, what's it, Daisy. She copied her.
Okay.
Yeah, she also, she poisoned her whole family. But mainly the men. You know, that's
listen,
amazing.
Christian.
Rat poison.
Worse as Daisy.
Yeah. She copied her. It was like, you know, you see those movies, Copycat, where the serial killers copy each other.
Just they laughed for Daisy.
It's a channel.
Holy shit.
You know what I discovered the other day? I discovered what? I've got a shirt.
Okay.
Not shit, I've got a shirt.
But also...
Daisy DeMalkus.
Face.
Why?
Gasper, can I just say something? Okay, it is a radio show, so I can say something.
we really can do.
You spoke about university when I was at university, because I'm younger than you, of course. But
just
at
rub
university,
it in. Excuse me.
Nee, it's a crappy. Yeah. At university, I met you, but you will never remember that. You did a show which I think was actually we had to speak about my show, but I'm going to speak about your show.
Yeah, thank you.
It was, I think, your best show ever.
What?
Yeah.
What was it called?
Something South Africa. What was it called?
Hello, South Africa.
Brilliant.
Ah.
My favorite. And it was up in Bloemfontein on the... Yes, the Observatory Theatre.
Yeah.
And I went with my friend and we hiked. We went early because the bar was open. And you went... I don't know who played piano for you. I think it was...
Didi Krill.
Didi. And you picked us up.
What?
Yeah, maybe just because I was young.
Maybe because you were young.
Yeah, and cute.
Yeah. Well, we just picked you up for a ride. We didn't fuck all night.
No. We went to see the show.
Ah.
Yeah. So, and I thought, wow, this is, and then I didn't know who you were. My friend said, let's go to the show.
Yeah, I was just beginning.
And then afterwards I thought, this was a cool show. And I liked that. Show very much.
Why don't you
slim?
It was like that's the first and only thing I've written down because it was more like we were inspired by Henny Oukamp in the literary cabaret.
That's right. And it was much more cabaret than
much more
just
interesting.
Jokes strung together. Not that you strung jokes together. And not stand-up comedy.
No. If you want to talk about jokes strung together, then we talk about the Hofmeyr gesin. I like it. But.
So when you was this like early on? Like
this is 1986, Christian. Yeah. Where was you?
I was with Yosami.
I was a student already. I was then already drunk.
Oh, we love it. You were getting drunk. I was... non-existent.
But anyway, enough of you about me.
Okay, tell me about yourself.
About myself.
Where are you?
Where are you
with your show? And
my show? This year is very special for me because it's 20 years since I started playing piano.
Wow.
Yeah,
by the way, my mom's going to lose her mind over this episode.
Why?
She loves it.
Really?
What's her name? Jonah.
Hello, Jonah.
She literally just went comatose. Thanks.
You must buy my new CD, Kortbroek.
Oh, you say that as if she hasn't got on pre-order already.
There we go.
She's like waiting outside Takealot's offices.
This year is very special, 20 years, and it was difficult for me. You know, playing piano anywhere in the world is very difficult to make a career.
Mm.
But now, 20 years later, I'm okay.
You're very well known.
Pianisting.
You are. I mean, South Africa. Mm. Yeah, South I don't know about Czechistan, but here, if you say rockabillyers, people know immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's all that you can be in South Africa.
Do you know what I see when I hear your name? I see a black polished piano, a cocktail, you in like a Smanel box. That's what I see. But when you say rockabilly, that's nice.
Really?
Stylish,
that's
really,
right? But I don't do that anymore.
I know, but that's what I see.
What do you do now? Like a...
You see he's coming with a Court Brooklyn?
My stuff is much
is
more...
Is this
pop.
How you go to shows?
Yeah.
I do my shows like
in like...
camo shorts. I just put a very... I almost said expensive. Put a very fancy jacket on.
Okay.
Tell Christine where you get that jacket.
Where do you get this jacket from?
Hollywood costume.
Bring it back to last week.
Yeah.
What?
Heidi takes all the sequins that's left after she does some drag queen.
She like,
and then she throws it on me. Not on me, on my jacket.
Yeah.
Have you performed in Swazirienica?
Yes, of course.
There we go. It's my hometown.
Swazirienica. I was there last year. I did a big show in the Buddhist. In fact, what happened, Swazirienica is close to Maritsane. Mm-hmm. And I did a show in Maritsane. And in Maritsane, they phoned my assistant, Lisa, and said, the show sold out. They've got to move out to the Buddhist hall. So they gave me a bucky to...
That's butch, eh?
This is so fucking rural South Africa.
They said now that the show is at the Buddha Soul, there's no dressing room. I've got to wear my outfit. So I put my...
Daar wat ek met my kop sien,
ja. Ja, maar blink, ek, dit gelijk soos persoon. Now the bucky broke. There's no cell phone, daar's net kraaie.
There's no signal.
Sounds like an art movie.
It's exactly that. But, so there was... No cell phone reception.
It's like
no
news whipper.
Yeah.
That's real.
After a long, like half an hour, this bucky, another bucky came past, and this woman said to me, I will never forget it. She said, well, my Scott, we'll have to get you to the Buddhist hall, because after all, that's why 700 people bought tickets.
Yeah.
She said, but you can't sit in front with me and my daughter, want she said, can't see Nessie Clark cooking a tarty for because they had the quiches and stuff.
So,
yeah, she said, so is the plat for the Buddhist hall.
What?
You must sit on the back of the bucky.
On the back?
No.
It's not a double cab. We're talking a single cab. You're sitting on the buck.
I say, what is the difference in the buckies? The one with the modder spatzel.
Isuzu. Toyota.
Yeah, that's your modder spatzel. So I stood on this thing. So while I was...
But he barred.
Yeah. I go from so fast. The lifter is like,
yeah. Wow.
So while I was on the bucket,
your sequins flapping in the wind.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
My sinus was in complete.
And you can jag as you
will. It's like my gun,
dog.
So while I was on the bucky, I wrote this piece that we're going to listen to now, what to wear on the back of a bucky.
That is such a nice segue.
That's a good story.
And that is on your new CD.
New album.
Called what?
Kortbroek Langkouse.
You know that Kortbroek was an NPO layer, no?
Yeah.
It was called Kortbroek. That's why you missed that Langkouse also. Otherwise, we're going to confuse you
but
with Martinez. What was his name?
My Langkouse is slightly different.
Oh, it's rainbow.
It is
and
rainbow.
I've got
it's beautiful.
Hopefully better calves.
Very nice. Gemeste kalf. Kom ons luister na.
What to wear on the back of a bucky. Wat om te dra achter op a bucky. I know it's a long title.
Sequence.
Very nice.
That was good. That was tight.
I didn't kill Mar. What's her name, Yakumin?
Jonah?
No.
Oh, no. She's running out to get the CD.
What's your father's name? Whale?
Chris.
Well, Jonah and the Whale, I think.
Welcome to the Casper Radio Show.
You're Christian, my named after Papa?
A little bit. Like, it's not, we don't share the same, like, birth name. Like, he is Christoffel Hendrik. I'm just Christian.
Onthou jy laas week het ek jou gesien met die huisgenoot Lees? Het jy dit gesien?
So ek is baie swak. Ek is baie swak van jou om op te volg met wat jy my vra. So nee, ek het nie.
Want ek is daai verhaal het baie naby aan Swazirienica afgespeel.
Okay, so I gaan nou, I gaan vraag vir 'n
Soos Irenik is in the news.
Mhm.
Vir 'n slag nie as gevolg van die hokkie groepie nie.
Ja.
Oh my god, was it
That's there.
Hey, daai vrou.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Ja.
Is that the one who posted the pic?
Yep.
Oh. A pic of herself.
That's all. Yep. And that's all claim to fame.
My era. En lag jy nog vir as jy daar sien?
It's kind of tending to like, is she okay? Because like, I went to high school with her daughter. It's a very weird situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super strange.
Magda.
Yeah, Margaret?
Margaret.
Yes.
But why did she put the picture? For who was it?
I don't know.
Or was it a glip?
For haar man. Dit was vir Chris.
But then,
that's why people said, that's why she raided Chris al ger...
It was something about like, the guy that she mentioned in the message was not her husband or something like that.
Oh my.
Yeah, it was something confusing like that.
Ooh.
And people are like, who's this?
And it was op die hockey groep.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, hockey 2016 under 12 or whatever.
Yeah. Was die stokkie for the hockey?
Oh my.
Yeah, so it like blew up and...
You see, that's the thing with these devices. Mm.
They're dangerous.
Moet, waar jy klik, moet baie versigtig wees.
Well, what's that Pet Shop Boys song... turn to my own devices. I probably will. There's something.
Yeah. It's a lekker liedjie.
Yeah, wait.
Uit.
Let kom gou hier so soek.
Speel hem vir ons. Speel hem vir ons.
Yeah. This hey.
Yeah, this hey.
I used to love this.
But they were in South Africa recently. Pet Shop.
Really?
Yeah. All of us in the Kaap.
What? The Kaap great off.
Why? Private show.
Yeah. Nie groot daar by die Grand West.
Why did I miss it?
Dit is my Joburg, jong. Kaap.
Why didn't they come here?
But I think they were here, the Pet Shop Boys.
Why did I miss it?
They were cool. I like them and Aqua.
Oh, I love Aqua. And Aqua's touring again.
Aqua's in Barbie Girl Aqua.
It's my favorite pop song of all time.
What? Barbie Girl.
Oh, I like Dr. Jones.
I was going to say Dr. Jones.
But Dr. I like Barbie Girl's video.
It's crazy.
Wonderful.
And it doesn't date.
Any trouble there on Elvis with Mattel?
Natuurlijk.
They were sued and what. Yeah. And so the whole song got more
of
them.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's called the Streisand effect. When like a corporation or something tries to put something, like hide something, because Barbara Streisand had like the pictures of her beautiful mansion leaked, and she was trying to shut it down.
With her nose.
And no.
So is this that a little bit like when George Michael was caught in the public toilet and then he made a video of it?
Yes, it's now just
cashed in on it,
bringing more attention to it instead of like actually killing the story.
Rocco, what is Sonde met die bure?
Sonder met die bier. Nou, nie sonder met die bier.
Wat dan?
Beter as die bier.
Oh, okay.
It's a silly, ridiculous game show on SABC2, which I co-host. We're shooting the third season now.
Can't be that bad, then.
It gets a lot of viewers.
Really?
What is
the premise of this?
It's two families, but we've slightly
opened. Is it Family Feud?
No, it's not that. So they compete against each other, general knowledge, music. But what I introduced in the second series was very cool, I think. Mm. We
Bring
take an
piano.
Old Afrikaans song, and then they must rap. They must rap it.
Who am I here?
The people just go crazy. Last night, which was the 27th, we had a psychopath amazing. Just had it like a gelijk. It was the
They were ready.
The Kardashians. They were fabulous.
Kardashians.
That one girl. Kinders moet hier in die water word, so sy het vir hom gerap, papa, sy was op haar vloer. So I introduced that, and also translate it. We take any Afrikaans song, any English song, they must translate it, and then they perform it, and I accompany them, and then I give them marks, and then I could win 30,000 rand.
Yeah,
what's the channel?
Fabulous, SABC2.
How do I enter? Ek het 30,000 rand nodig.
I think the whole Cliff Central Casper Radio, that you all of you can be like
invite
that. That would be fun.
Don't
celebrity.
Invite us.
Are you serious?
We can go against Cliff.
That will be amazing.
Please.
But you will love it. And it's very funny. And Chanel Davids is the co-host with me. And it's fun. And it's not uptight. Mm. You know, it's
And
what I like about it, it's open for every color. Mm. Pink.
Good.
Anything which you could just enter, and it's fantastic.
And when does this air? Sorry.
Thursday night on SBC 2 at 7 o'clock.
So how many people compete against one another?
It's two teams.
Of how many?
Three. Every team has got three.
So miskien Sudan's the Tantri Kasper Radio Show?
Yes, that's what I thought. I think it'll be very cool.
Against who then?
Another team that we must then
discuss. Spat Aris here on.
Something
like
that. Chayla, bring
it. Are you being serious now? This is on air.
Yeah, no, this is permanent now.
So
this
I'm
is live.
I'm going to put you forward with my next meeting.
Please.
It'll be fabulous.
We'll have so much fun.
And we can...
We will not swear. We will not say bad things. They can rest assured that what I can ontspan, titita, we won't, and we'll just have fun because we can have fun.
Okay, is that a deal?
Hmm. That's a deal.
That's a deal. That's I'll a start deal. Practicing my freestyle. Yeah.
So it's Kasper, Christian, and
Shemaine.
Bernard,
or Shemaine will be fine. I love Shemaine.
Okay,
I thought you were going to be here too. Shemaine,
Shemaine.
Yes, fantastic.
We'll bring
I
do it.
Wanted to Shemaine too.
I'm keen.
I love her.
CCS.
Yes. And then you have to choose a name for your team. That's why they called themselves last night the Kardashians.
I love that name. Okay, we will work out something.
My lack of cool. And every the team normally they dress, so they create a look for them.
I was coming from Victor.
Brumecto.
Like top head to toe is just like purple Brumecto.
And
like,
I must tell you that the brown people, they are the best. On a game show. Mm. Because they let rip. Hulle is nie verstaan opgetrek met die ou
die wit mense bietjie
in bietjie.
Ja.
Is dit die in die
begin
tyd. Baie.
Nee. Hulle is hulle the K people. Let's but we will be there and that's why we will do it. But listen, ons het nou gesê ons kom gepurple as Provector. Rocket, did you ever have a dog? Have you got a nice dog story? Because we need a dog. Not dog. I asked Christian last week and he heard dog.
And I was just like, so this dog, this horrible thing happened.
No, it's dog. Het jy 'n hond story vir my? Asseblief 'n pragtige story wat Provector kan sponsor.
Oh, I see it's on your cap.
Yeah, it's just a story about a dog. Have you ever had a dog?
Yes.
No, tell what's us your, about
when
what's
I was
your
oinky? Oh, it was terrible. Oh,
no,
to my
okay, but it must have, but that's of any...
Like, I ruined last week.
Yeah. Hy het geëindig met 'n hond wat fucking martel is. Maar, hallo? Wat 'n god. What happened?
I mean,
now?
I can still hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we can hear you. Huh? Yeah.
But like a good doggy story, like something, like tell us about the good times, not when he died.
Okay, can I tell you, we have the latest addition to our dog is Bossy, Bossy van die Bosveld. I got Bossy.
This is the second week in a row that phrase has been mentioned.
Bossy van die Bosveld, because, wat is hy nou uitgeplak, Kasper? Waarom het hy in?
Het is een van hierdie.
Ja.
Hallo? Ja. Sorry about Bossy.
So, Sally died. And then we had one dog, my partner and I. So then I wanted another dog. So the woman from the SPCA, fabulous woman, Lorraine, SPCA in Randfontein, came to see my show. And I spoke about Sally, who died. Mm. She's a Scottish terrier. And then about 3 months ago, I got a mail from the Randfontein SPCA to say that they got this Scottish Terrier. His name is Bossy. Mm. Well, they just named him Bossy because they picked him up on the street.
Bossy.
I think he just escaped from... And
very apt name with the new Dachalos.
Mm.
Yeah.
Bossy.
Boss.
How current?
But when we want to be grand, we call him Boss.
Boss. This is Hugo.
No, more like a boss.
Like a
boss.
Gang signs for you.
Like a boss. Yeah. So, Bossy came to us, and he is now the new addition, and he's wild. He is crazy. He's fantastic. So, I like the fact that he's a good quality dog. Mm. It's very clear that he was trained. He's fantastic. He's funny.
So, you didn't have to ask training when you got him.
Oh, my God.
And we got him from SPCA Randfontein. So, as iemand luister, I don't know who from SPCA Randfontein. Mm.
Shout out to FBCA Randfontein.
Thank you, Lorraine. I wait many more bosses.
That's a beautiful story.
It's a fabulous story.
And is that going to segue us into the okay, so
you have a dog.
I have several. On the farm, I have other ones.
On the farm?
Do you give them Ravecto?
Of course. They told me to give it to them at the SPCA.
Yeah, that's the best. Eh?
So, Bossy is now the latest, and he is just fantastic. Mm. And the day when they came to deliver it, they said they picked him up on the street, but now he's moved from a squatter camp to a 5-star hotel.
Yeah,
well, you know.
But why is it a sad story, then?
No,
Sally was very sad.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah,
I loved Sally. She was a bitch, but a cow from hell, but she was amazing.
Oh, but so you say 5-star hotel, and you know what dogs would want to eat at 5-star hotels? Really, really nice treats. And in this case, we're talking about Bravecto, because it's a 12-week flea and tick and mite protection.
Mite.
And mite. Mita.
Oh, I got mite protect you.
And they come in these little, they're like a little pellet, like a delicious little chewable snack. Yeah. And you're just like, eat this. And they're like, sure, worries.
Once a week for 12 weeks.
No, once. And then it lasts for 12 weeks.
Oh, I see.
So you do it four times a year, you're sorted.
And they can... I need to say they can fly. They can swim.
They can fly if they can.
With
They can swim because the stuff goes into the blood.
Mm.
So why haven't I seen it where I buy all my Bravecto?
But what you have to
do... Is it a new product?
Well, it's relatively... it's like a new phase in tick beheer. Maar, jy kan ook nou, as jy jou Bravecto volgende keer weer moet aanvul, vra vir die scratch card. Maar dan kan jy prysies wen...
As jy nou jy het 12
en dan kry jy kan deel wees van R50,000 wat jy kan wen en all other kind of stuff dat jy kan wen saam met jou pil.
Ja, en dis die enigste oral tick remedy. So jy sien wat
die mond gaan en Rocca and I love oral.
Yes, like right now.
Anyway, segue, it works on puppies from 8 weeks old. So if you got like a new little doggy from the SPCA and he's 8 weeks old, you can feed him Bravecto.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, Bravecto.
If they're pregnant, you can feed them Bravecto. If they're supplying milk to their little infants, it's chilled. Bravecto doesn't care. They're like, feed the puppies. So it's really dope. It's like we mentioned earlier, it works when they're swimming and stuff because it's in the blood. It's inside the dog.
No, it's not like on oil.
No,
it's
not
funny
on,
stuff.
And then they swim and it washes off. No.
Yeah.
So if you have a cat, it's coming very soon, Bravecto for cats.
Yes.
But not yet.
So
I'm sorry, cat's going to die still.
That's fine.
But the dogs will stay alive.
But I must say, I quite like the purple. The purple is quite cool.
Purple is nice.
It's a nice color. It stands out. Like, always, like, it pops in and out.
It pops. So that is a nice story to hear about Bossy. And ek hoop ek gaan Bossy enig ontmoet. Waar bly jy?
I stay in Parktown in Johannesburg.
Oh, I thought you stayed on a farm.
Are you fucking liar?
What? I do have a farm in the Free State.
Oh, you have a farm.
I have a farm in Africa. I farm with Nguni.
Okay.
I've got a big herd now.
Merrill?
I love Nguni cows.
So when do you go to your farm?
Sort of, I try to go once every 2 months.
And we run your farm.
I've got two managers.
Are they beautiful?
And they're very good because they grew up with...
No, but are they beautiful?
As people.
Did you cast them?
I haven't seen them without their overalls.
Oh, okay.
But
now I'm just checking.
But now, Casper, I will have all those nice things around me.
Good.
Can I just say something quickly?
Yeah.
Rocco's Bossy story was brought to you by Bravecto, the
really?
Tasty treat that protects dogs against ticks, fleas, and mites for 12 weeks.
Christian, you are
thank
so
you,
professional.
Christian.
You are
thank
so
you.
Like pro, bro.
Thank you, thank you. I've always wanted to be in radio, so
yeah.
Living the dream.
Well. Trying.
It's on radio, but I mean, close enough.
Well, it's not radio. It's like...
They're like, so what station? I'm like, it's online.
It's on internet. Yeah. But people soon will get cars with internet, with Wi-Fi, and then they can listen to us in the car. Because that's the problem.
I mean, they can. They can plug in their aux cable, connect to Bluetooth.
Listen to a thing that you can tune into.
That's it. Because now people listen to Martin Bester or whatever, and they can't find us.
Martin Bester drives me insane.
I know, but you can be driven to pleasure.
That is very critical.
We are. That's where we're cutting edge.
I'm not going to say a word because next week I'm on Rion's show.
Yeah, we're not going to say anything about that bastard. But... no, So you got this farm.
Yeah.
Now, do you have the farm by yourself? Are you married?
No.
No? Are you? So it
partner,
belongs to you.
Clive.
But,
we've
but
been
you're
together
not,
for 22 years.
Yes, yes. But you're not Benne van Goederen getrouwd.
He says he doesn't want to...
Is he rich?
We both work very hard.
Oh, okay.
I think it's not
okay.
A good answer. I'm more clever than I look.
yeah.
So anyway.
So Clive.
So we bought the farm together, and we farm with Nguni cows, and it's in Marquardt in the Free State. Very beautiful place. Yeah.
But jy het nou iets anders gesê wat geklink het as 'n Afrikaanse sangeres. Manika.
Marikana?
Nee, iets is dit. Is dit 'n dorpie?
Marquardt.
Ja.
M-A-R-Q-U-A-R.
Marquardt is terug met daar derde CD.
Dit
ja.
Is my lewe.
Jy is my lewe. Jy is... Nie my lewe nie. Jy was my lewe.
Gee
my lewer.
From Marquardt or from Harry Smith. And do you want to hear a cute little story?
I would love to. The show is based on cute
it's
little
silly,
stories.
It's silly, but it is like that. When I had an uncle who was very naughty, Oom Ivan always used to wear white Stetsons.
What is a Stetson? Sorry. Like
Stetson
I'm,
is a
cowboy hat.
Cowboy hats that on the side it goes up. Yeah. And he always called, you know, I don't know who of the listeners will ever know, but in the olden days when we did boere dance, they put flour out on the floor because you dance.
Okay.
And he used to call it boere cocaine. But anyhow, the cute thing.
Yeah.
So, but he always said to me when I was young, very small, he said, we live in Harry Smith, and 80 kilometers from here is a town called Ladysmith, which Sir Harry Smith bought for his wife. And it's the truth. And he said, one day when you understand, you will know that there's a small little town in between Harry Smith and Ladysmith. And that small town is called Baby Smith.
That's a cute story.
That's a cute story.
Yeah, Baby Smith.
But Rocco,
yes.
Last time you were here, you brought us a wonderful out there insert about, what was it, iemand wat gepraat het van die, ek verlang na die plaas, or ek wil stad toe gaan. What is dat nou weer?
That song, it's called, Papa, ek moet die plaas verlaat,
ja.
Want die disco lichte,
roep my or something.
Te veel.
Kom ons luister gauw bietjie daarna. So,
and his name is Gazelle.
Yes.
Gazelle.
Moi Nicky, ne?
I love it.
Watch the YouTube video.
Okay.
Check out Alcee in its way.
What's the artist?
Early 90s.
Okay. Yeah.
So, but now you've got another out there for me.
Ooh, today. Fun.
Someone that you go, what the hell? It could be good. I mean, a very good song. Well done with nice vocals. Or a very bad song. Of, you know, in between. Just Papa, Suki Disco Lichte and my stunt.
Can I think a little bit? Does he take me when it's at the radio?
Yeah, it's
live,
Mom. It's okay. I think about it. I can still look it up. Okay, because that is part of the... Okay, but now, I don't know if I asked you this, but let's go to this first then. The first song you listened to when you were young and you thought, oh my God, ek wil hierdie... Liki Tokko.
Yeah. I'll be your long-haired lover from Liverpool, but I'd know
everything you say. Oh, I love it. Donny Osmond.
Yes.
Yes. Long-haired lover from... Long-haired lover from Liverpool, and I do everything you say. I mean, long-haired sunshine and a come light.
Yes, I've got that song. I just thought of it now that we must listen to.
Oh, Donny.
Mm.
Remember Donny and Marie?
Mm. That's their own TV show.
Yeah, I'm a little bit country. I'm a little bit rock and roll.
Oh,
we know.
I can't fucking do it, honey.
I know what song I want. I don't know if it's good or bad, but I just it's a quite quirky and. Mama, he's making eyes at me. Do you remember that song?
I remember Lena Zabarovsky.
Yes,
Lena Zabar something.
It is. Let me look it up.
Lena Zabaroni.
Zabaroni. Yeah. It's deep cut. Yeah, it's like iTunes deep cut.
So that's my song for the day. Mama, he's making eyes at me.
I remember, and she was this young girl. I mean, today,
yes.
Lena wouldn't be allowed to sing it. It would be pedophilic.
She was a child star.
Yeah, but he's making eyes at me. Who?
Yeah,
who?
I know.
The Dominie?
Yeah,
the director of the television?
Very dangerous that
the priest?
Now.
Yeah.
Could be anyone.
They won't release that now.
No. Okay, here's Lena now.
Back,
yeah, thank you, so Lena. Much. Yeah, but
Christian Lena first scripted. I'll give you a few words. Can I see?
But I'm sure not all the guests are as old as I am.
No, but like for example, when we had early B on, the amount of colored slang I picked up.
Really?
So like I watched a clip for last week's in preparation for last week's episode for Nick Rabinowitz, and in it he made like. He did like a colored like impression, and he said yes, and I was like, I know what that means now.
What does that mean?
Yachs.
Oh yes.
Sorry, I'm one of those who want to jump.
I got it.
Yeah. I'm gonna see.
But yeah, so it's like it's really cool. I'm learning a lot.
Yes.
No, jets.
Jets. Sorry.
Jets.
Jets is Afrikaans.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jets.
Ooh, what is jets?
Jets.
Yeah.
Jets is a
jetsum. Yeah, jets is a bikkie Pretoria. Mama, ek is jets.
Dan mag gaan wat 'n panade.
Yes.
So your show is still going on at the Monte Cassino Peter Green Theatre.
For 2 weeks
from
the 3rd of October to the 14th. And it's very cool. It's all the music from the new album. It's pop instrumental. Disney's heavy stuff.
Do you have a band on today?
Yeah. But I also like backtracks because it makes it more a little bit more poppy. I've got a girl playing violin. She's crazy. She's out there. And I've got two guitar players. And this year I'm doing some sort of ballady stuff with a ukulele.
I love ukulele so much.
Ukulele.
Yeah.
Are you playing the ukulele? Playing the piano.
And this year, because, you know, Cosmo said he imagines a grand black piano.
You're there with like a Casio keyboard. You're yes, and rough.
I have an upright piano which we sprayed neon green.
Oh my bar.
Yeah.
Green.
So that's
what?
The show. Yeah.
Is it going to shimmer though?
We must still put some glitter on.
Please,
it.
Please, for me. Because
too much.
Okay.
But get a neon green piano. Then get out of there. Now a line you have a skill at.
I can my license.
No,
license. So when is your opening? When I will come?
I'll invite you. You know what, Kasper?
Should I come
don't
to the
really
opening?
Do openings.
I don't like it either.
I don't know. Oh, Fernand, is he press? Yeah. Anyway, there's no such thing as press anymore.
Not in South Africa.
Because who...
It's internet. Tonight is the Instagrams.
Yes. Who pays attention to anyone?
No one.
And I mean, I've got respect for a lot of these people who have blogs and vlogs, but I don't know where to find a blog. If you say to me, this is a blog, how do I know where to find it? Do I type in blog? I think it comes up.
It's old.
The idea of opening night, we're not in New York where what the New Yorker says the next day.
The
everyone
next
is
morning,
gonna,
12
you can
o'clock.
Kill your show. Mm. You know, people have written about me and say, I'm doing this, or when I put a shiny thing on, I'm trying to be like Liberace, or that. And then they trashed me, and then people still
nothing
come.
Happens. Yeah,
so people don't pay attention. So I don't have an opening night.
It just starts.
The people who want to come, and those who don't want to come, they read the blog. I don't know.
Yeah, don't pay attention, pay money, and go see Rocco.
Yeah.
And so we will come, I'll WhatsApp you, and then we'll rock up.
And
we'll Rocco up. Yeah, show's cool.
Show. Just be yourself. Is it Easter apt for someone of my age? Because my aunt always said, just be yourself because all the others have been taken.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that.
It's a little bit Oprah, but...
No, it's nice. It's okay. Yeah.
Because it took me long to
just accept
myself and what I am. Mm. But now I'm there. If you don't like me, then cool.
I think that's
on.
A very universal problem. Like, just being, like, accepting who you are.
Yeah. So it's a big thing. Big step.
Big step. I'm going to take a big step back now. How did you meet Nathaniel? How was it to work with him? Did you fight? Are you still friends?
That was a loaded question.
I'm trying to put the ball together. I met Nathaniel at 1989.
Yes, because Christian was not born yet.
Still waiting.
I was the musical director at a fabulous place called Club 58 in Hillbrow.
We talked about it last week.
Oh my God. Yes.
Remember where I had four people?
It's coming full circle. Yes. Oh my God.
This is a good it.
Hashtag circle.
Can I just tell you? So I did this show, the first show that I moved from Bloemfontein because I realized, dog, I don't know if it may happen. So I did a show there with Marlo Scott Wilson.
Yes.
The pink hair. Mm-hmm. With Marlo Scott Wilson. Fiona Ramsey.
Yes.
Darling Fiona. I love her to bits.
he doesn't know
and
what you're talking
Kurt Egeloff.
Yes.
And Natalia Da Rocha.
Yes. They were married later.
Yes. And that show was called Under the Boardwalk. And I made more paper flowers for that show that I made for Uncle Trick. Farewell. So, and he came to see that show. And he came to me after the show and he said, "Jy gaan famous word. Don't you want to work with me?" And then I worked with him for about 8 years.
Yes, sir.
And the interesting thing is, Casper...
what did you guys do together? Sorry.
Well, I accompanied him. Later, I did all his arrangements for the shows. And the interesting thing is, I think this is a good thing, or for some people will, you know, but when I did his shows, the reason why I started doing my own shows were because the people in the audience came to me and said, "Why didn't you do your own show? Mm. We want to see you in your own
thing." Still focused.
I didn't think it was that.
Okay. No. I'm not intentionally.
Yeah.
They sort of, you want to
so
see
So I
him.
Started doing that. But as I said in the show earlier, to make a career in South Africa playing piano is very difficult. So it took me very long. My nose is gesettle in die mense kom en ek is gemaklik te plaas gekoop. So I'm happy.
Humble brag.
So I'm fine. Mm. We speak now and then, but you know how it is in the entertainment industry. When you work together, you're friends, and then when the production is finished, it's all. Then you move on to
the mic. Okay.
You move on to the next bunch of friends.
Yeah.
But I've got lots of respect for him. Mm. I think he is the king and queen of the visual. He's very good to make himself look fantastic.
He's
that's
very good for that. I mean,
and the stories. I think the stories. Because it's almost like, you know, when I started working, I thought of it as a little bit Roald Dahl-ish.
Mm.
You know, it's got that fantastical,
little whimsical,
and strange, with
nice twist.
And then very often at the end, there's no end.
Mm.
It's sort of open.
Yeah.
But
van daai dag af het sy nooit weer gepraat nie.
Ja,
en dan kom die musiek.
Ja, yeah, exactly. So that sort of became this story song thing.
Yeah.
So that's how we met. It's 1989.
You know what happened? In 1985, I think, I did a show at Stellenbosch. I was still a student down there in the cellar. And Nathaniel... Oh, I didn't know that well.
This is Nazi Germany in the 80s. I'm not in Calder. Okay.
No, this is the only place where cabaret was allowed because the ballet was in the main theater.
Yeah. And that was our Neelke Leroux was his name, not Nathaniel. And he came and said, and he came backstage and he gave me a tongsoon. And I went, what the fuck is happening now? He gave me that kiss, and I was told I didn't know what the fuck was going on. So he must have liked the show.
I'm sure he did. Mm. Well, with you, and I'm sure it was a good show.
But we never had anything since then. But we know each other, and we meet up now and then. But I'm not in his friend
Everyone sort of knows each other in South Africa. You've heard or did a show. Last weekend I did a fantastic show for Rand Mitchell, the Starlight Classics every year. It's big. 9,000 people
came. Oh, great. I saw that David Cock. Richard Cock.
Richard Cock is, I like him.
His name is Dick Cock.
Yeah, Dick Cock.
But he was very cool because I had all my socks on at the end of the show.
Do you have a thing with socks?
In his own.
Oral socks.
I'm just socks, cocks, it's all.
He's like
but anyway,
conscious.
What I was going to say, Richard had sort of, it was very cute at the end of the show. He said to the ladies, and I want to show you something on the camera. Waiter. And he had socks like these on with cocks on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
But not like horn, eh?
Hunner horn. Yeah. So, what I want to say is, I got a lot of respect for that Afro. Pop, is that what you call it? Afro pop duo from South Africa.
You can give us some names.
Mafiki Zolo.
I know them because it sounds really fun when they say it on
Casper?
The radio.
Mafiki Zolo.
Do you know them?
No.
Oh, you must play these
are them
songs.
iTunes.
Okay. I've got a new song called Love Potion.
Play the song.
Okay, let me play it. Love Potion.
How cool is that? It's sort of African.
No, you're too quick. It sounds very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Like a name. How's the beat?
Sorry, we have reverb on this table.
Didn't I bring knowledge to the
this
new.
This is fantastic to the table. But, I just want to say that.
It's
an interesting question, and you might not have an answer, but people always ask me, what's your best, your favorite show, or whatever. What's your favorite track on your new CD? Can you still call it CDs?
Album.
Album. It's an album. Yeah. Okay. What's your favorite track on your album, and when did it drop?
I don't get that.
Dropmas.
Without a doubt. Wat om te dra achter op 'n bakkie? What to wear at the on the back?
But we've listened to that already, Rob.
Then
my give me another
second
one.
Favorite.
What's your
one?
Least favorite?
Yeah, what's your least favorite track? What is the track that you really
ghost,
have to put
the
on?
The ghost track.
Okay.
my second favorite is a tune called Goeie Gevoel, a good feeling.
And why was that written?
Because I once did a show in a very small town, and there was iemand wat morfie of iets geskree het vir my, and there was an incredible woman, and I was going to leave.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm too old to tolerate that kind of stuff. I just leave. Yeah. I don't need, if you don't, move on. Yeah. And there was an incredible woman who came to the show, and she said, and she was very nice how she said to him, she said, you know what, she said, I don't care what people are, who they like, what they don't like, who they sleep with. It's the big thing you must always remember that all of us just want a friend when you get older.
Don't cry.
And
that's
she said,
so
when
beautiful.
You find that person or that thing, that is a good feeling. A goeie gevoel.
That's beautiful.
And that is my sixth favorite.
You have
song.
Such good stories around you.
Well, I
tell
them in the show.
It's alles tweetalig, though.
Now, this one is Afrikaans because I made this album. But you know, it's instrumental. People don't care. They just listen to the tune.
Yeah, but I like the fact that you say a goeie gevoel, a good feeling.
Yeah. Slash. Yeah.
But that's so nice because then, even if you are, now when I say deaf, but that's not going to work, even if you're blind, you're going to love you. You know, you don't have to be Afrikaans.
No, it's sound. And
the deaf people don't quite get it, but they can go see you.
Yes.
They can like lip read and like see his fingers move, I guess.
Yeah, finger read.
But at Monty, I speak English because
of course.
I've got a big Jewish following. And
Speaking of Monty quickly, if you want tickets.
For Klimt.
If you want tickets to your show, what's it called again?
Just Be Yourself.
And the tickets are available at CompuTicket or at like the Monte Casino thingy.
Yeah. And we play 3rd to the 14th, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, two shows, Sunday matinee, and 2 weeks, and then it's all over, and then after that, I'm going to lie down.
Now, who was your inspiration as a child when you were looking at television or what, except for Liberace now?
Yeah.
Was daar rolmodellen of Clough.
Neil Clough.
Nee, no.
Never. I was never inspired by Liberace, actually.
Okay. Yeah, he's a bit iffy, no.
Yeah. I mean, he was, I think he's...
I mean, it's a bit... he's a bit femme.
There was not a lot. Well, I'm also camp.
Yeah, no, but he was like, hala.
But I think what Liberace was very good with, I think his instinct of marketing and where to take his career was brilliant.
Did you see that HBO movie?
Yes.
Where he actually had his boyfriend change his fucking face
to look like him. Mm. That was very scary.
That is a bit scary, hey?
Yeah. But you know who inspired me most?
Mm-mm.
Freddie Mercury.
Oh, bless.
I remember when I saw those clips on TV, I couldn't stop watching.
He strutted.
And he knew what he was doing, and he wrote everything, arranged it. There's a movie coming out.
I know. I was just about to say. I was like, did you hear about the drama behind the movie?
No, what happened?
So they originally had, I think, Sacha Baron Cohen cast as Freddie Mercury.
Oh, really?
But then he stepped away from the project because the original cast members of Queen, the surviving ones, they were like, yo, we want the story to be about us. So they were like, we can only do like about like 50% Freddie story, and then the rest has to be about us.
And it's weird because like, he was Queen. The story.
So now Rami Malek is playing Freddie Mercury.
So it's not Sasha anymore.
No.
I heard that rumor.
But I love Freddie Mercury. Everything he wrote, his style, what he did, that he wasn't scared.
Mm. Yeah.
I was bang nie nie.
Nee.
I think the how.
I don't.
These things.
You went like, what? Double take. Look at that guy.
Yeah. Can you believe that someone is doing this on stage with those flags?
You still see it. The crown.
Oh,
love it. Flag and that mic that he had in his hand with the stalk.
I'm inspired by those kind of, and also Elvis when I watched Jailhouse Rock the first time, because I think I like the people who have guts.
Ja.
Nie bang is nie.
Ja, want hulle moes baie teenwind ingaan.
Natuurlik, and people hated them.
Hated them. But are you like this on stage now as well?
Mm.
Is jy ook so flamboyant? Ja, jy is.
Ja, I'm quite out there.
Ja.
And I'm thinking I'm quite out camp there. On stage.
But out there.
But then I sometimes get serious, but I'm not really serious. I'm serious in this show in the middle when I speak about global warming and how we are stuffing up the world. We're just throwing rubbish around. That. So on the album, there's a piece called We Can't Buy Rain.
Okay.
And the speech is about the fact, I mustn't tell it now, but it's about the fact that, you know, people... It doesn't rain, and then all of a sudden they want to pray.
Mm.
The rain. It can't rain. It's got a ball, but the volcanoes, die mekaar, wat al die gekok wat ons in die, you know, that we pump into the world. Yeah. So, but for the rest, I'm quite not frivolous. There's always a thing, you know what it's like.
Mm.
You don't want to be preaching, but you don't want to be, don't be brain dead.
But don't you think my word flamboyant is nice? Not.
I think,
don't you like flamboyant?
I think for some people it's a swear, but I'm happy with that.
I feel like I also get like a specific image in my head, and I don't think that's exactly what you represent.
What do you see when I say flamboyant?
I see feathers.
Oh, no.
Like, I see big theatrical, whereas I feel like you're kind of trying to do more something sophisticated, maybe? What would you describe it as? Because like it has like a whimsical element to it.
I play piano with my band, and then I tell the people what they're gonna hear.
Are they feathers?
Not in this show, but I used to have lots of.
Okay. But maybe flamboyant is.
So basically, I tell people what the song that's coming is about. Long ago, Barry Ronger said, "Rocco's career is a very, very long version of the next song is." Which I thought was quite cool. And he said, it's almost like I tell people, give them a synopsis of a film that's coming, and then I play the soundtrack.
Okay.
You're like the ballet, but better.
And you know what, Casper? I never spoke in my shows until people asked me to do my own show. And I wrote my own music, and I always played it. And one night, it was sort of in Bloemfontein, by the André Huguenet.
I remember that.
And a woman came to me. She said, Scottable, what was that third last song that you play today? And because I didn't speak, and I said to her, well, it was about my dog that drowned in the pool.
Oh my God, Director, don't listen.
And she said, Muscati, you must tell us that, because otherwise we won't know what CD to buy.
And
something changed that night, and I started speaking my shows and tell people what they are going to hear. Because if there's no word, there's no story. Because it's only
but it makes you so unique, you see, because you can do it.
It's like we get like the little CD insert when you go to your shows. Mm. You know, this where the show, like, oh, we wrote the song after Barry.
No, I just want to tell you.
Yeah. No, I think that's really cool. Like, we can't afford insert.
That's the title of your new next show. I just want to tell you.
I just want to tell you. And then some play.
And also my play. But Rocco, yes. We will see you at the show.
Yes, please.
Please say a word for Sonder Meri Bier or what the fuck it's called.
Oh, no, I'm so going to do that.
Yeah, please. I will see you there. And we'll see you at your show. And thank you once again for being here. I think you're now officially a FOTS, which is a friend of the show.
I love that.
You are a
FOTS. Do I get a thing?
Next time.
You'll get a Brevecto hat.
Yeah. And for the next show, you know, you get knighted.
Mm.
Oh, like
we get the queen's gonna come in,
yeah,
with a sword.
And if I'm on the show again, we must try to do. You weren't here, but about 2 years ago,
yeah.
I was on the show the first time, and I brought a keyboard because I was gonna play, and then something Ali die kabel.
Ons kabels was nog
So it we couldn't get the thing working.
Next time, please bring a bring a keyboard.
I'll bring my guitar players. They're very pretty.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Bring them. And also your voorman. And listen, an Afrikaans means sleutelbord.
Huh.
For keyboard, I think.
It's called a Casio.
But that's not a piano.
Casio de Vries. Listen, thank you, Rocco. Thank you so much. We'll see you at the show. God bless. Oh, my God. It was nice to see you.
Okay. Oh, I'm at two.
This is CliffCentral.com.